So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to do something that we don't normally do, which is review a movie that has already been out for a long time. And in this case, it is Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And we're going to start with Jay.
God damn it.
What is your opinion on Star Wars, The Force Awakens? As one of the Beast Gang resident experts, what is your view?
It was a hard watch. I mean, there were certain things about the movie that was actually pretty good. I thought the chemistry with Poe Dameron and Finn, that was pretty cool. I think the best person that was actually in this whole movie was John Boyega. I actually enjoyed him being in the movie more so than anyone else. But the lightsaber scenes were horrible. They're still horrible to this day. Nothing's changed probably after me watching just that part. There's a lot of things that's hard to explain. Like with the Force, they just kind of took the lazy route with the writing period. With the whole Force, everything that we learned, they just threw all that shit away. So to me, this is kind of a middle finger to a lot of Star Wars fans. I mean, there are some that actually like this movie, but I think there are probably more that do not like this movie than do.
All right, Keith.
I can echo some of James's statements. I ended up falling asleep on the movie than when I've tried to watch it the first time on Friday evening. It might have been because it was pretty late. So watched it again today. And things that annoyed me about the movie the first time I watched it that made me have me scratching my head, like, how the heck did that girl know how to fly the Millennium Falcon? But you turn that portion off and you just look at it as just a movie. It was enjoyable to that sense. And yeah, I like John Boyega's Finn character. I thought that Abrams had gone the route with all of those guys jumping in the Millennium Falcon, trying to track down Luke Skywalker, ducking and dodging the First Order and stuff, and going on an adventure and everything. I think the movie would have been a lot stronger. But instead, they just rehashed all three of the original trilogy. It was blatant and obvious.
It was very lazy.
And then, it was the whole way the Force worked for this guy. And then here is a guy who's obviously trained Kylo Ren how to use the Force and everything. And you got this girl who's only kind of picking it up as she goes along, being able to beat him. It was so forced. Yeah, and it was kind of like, well, the way it does it is because she has the Force. And that's the big MacGuffin. That's the way we can explain everything away. And the problem with that is that at some point, we're going to want an explanation for all that. And hopefully they'll be able to deliver one. But I don't know how they're going to do. I like the whole Finn Poe Dameron thing. The two of them had good chemistry. That'd been a movie about the two of them and Rey kind of going out, and they'd even abandoned the entire Force aspect. I think this would have been a stronger film. The fact that Luke Skywalker shows up and didn't have a single line in the entire movie was ridiculous. There were too many things in here that were staples that just kind of left a sour note. Just doing things that he figured would make the fans go, ooh, that's cool. And not having any ground bases in that. But the guy's a fan of the franchise, so he's throwing stuff in there that he knows everyone's going to be looking at with a microscope. I watched it again. It was a hard watch to watch again. But at the same time, when I just kind of shut down my feelings about Star Wars in general, I looked at it as just like an adventure. It was decent. It did not improve over time. It does not make me hopeful for the future. So it's an interesting, yeah.
You and I are definitely in the same boat on that. No hope for the future at all.
Mm-hmm. Let me talk about my feelings about Force Awakens. And it took me 3 tries to try to watch this movie. The first time I got to the opening crawl, it just said, I can't do this. And then another time I started it, and I think I fell asleep, and then I finished it up. There's a lot of problems with that movie. So the first problem is J.J. Abrams. I think Keith can agree with that. He destroys Star Trek. He destroys Star Trek, and that is sad.
Yes.
I'm not a Trekkie, and I actually like Star Trek.
He destroys Star Trek, Mike.
We like the first movie, the 2009 movie, but that second one just showed he didn't know what the hell he was doing. He was just going for what was cool.
I put like this. Those are the only Star Trek movies that I've actually been able to watch.
Well, the next thing is that too much of a rehash of ideas from each one of the movies, each one of the original trilogies. It's just like someone said, how can we make Star Wars cool and make more money off of it? This is the idea that they came up with. So the problem with J.J. Abrams is his writing. And the problem with this movie is all the comedy that J.J. Abrams likes to put in the stuff. If I continue talking, just nagging, that is not comedy. And that is what he does in a lot of movies, that he just continues to put characters in there that just overtalk, and it's not funny. And again, with the comedy, is like, the got a boyfriend? Do you have a good boyfriend? Like, no, that's stupid. It is very stupid.
That was stupid. I stood in front of the TV, like, really?
It's too much of modern trappings in movies Other problem, J.J. Abrams and like how he designs movies, that Star Wars is supposed to be a space opera. Does everyone agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Star Wars The Force Awakens is a roller coaster ride. As soon as they get the Jakku, it becomes a roller coaster ride. And then you get the Millennium Falcon. That's another roller coaster ride. You have that whatever creature that was chasing after them. And then you get into the lightsaber battles, which are terrible. And another problem with this movie is, particularly with the older characters from the original trilogy, there's too much professing about who they are and exposition about what they did. It's like, oh, you're Han Solo from the Rebellion. Oh, you're Han Solo. And that happened at least 3 to 4 times in a 2-minute span. But you're Han Solo. Well, we know he's Han Solo because we've seen the other movies, idiots. And this movie, to me, is as bad as Episode 1. You also have Darth Kylo talking to the skull of Darth Vader. I don't even know why that's even in the movie. Grandfather, please tell me about the darkness. Hold on. At the end, Darth Vader said, look, I'm turning to the light and I'm going to die. And how is this idiot going to talk to Darth Vader, or at least the skull of Darth Vader, or the essence of whatever's left of him in the Force, talking about turn me to the darkness? That doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
Agreed. Agreed.
So they talk about Maz Kanata being around for 1,000 years. How come I haven't heard about her in any of the other movies?
JJ just made her up.
Point. And to end this in the positive, Oscar Isaac, the greatest actor of all time, is the best part about this movie. Poe Dameron for life. All right. All right, Matt.
Oh, man. I actually took the time to watch it. When I think of Star Wars, I think of imagination. I think of groundbreaking, even for its time. I agree with both of them as far as rehashing a familiar theme. The whole planet that blows up other planets. This new iteration of Star Wars, they stuck with things that were familiar, things that were in their comfort zone, and things that plagued the previous series, CGI versus developing characters. I felt that was more on CGI than they attempted to develop characters, but it didn't really get me. There was a chemistry between the main two? Yeah, there was, but outside of that, there's all kinds of flaws and holes in the ship, like Jedi logic. How the hell is people just picking up lightsabers and using them? It's not like they ever picked one up before. And again, someone hit on it as far as, oh, just get on a ship and start flying it. I'm pretty sure it takes more than a minute just to figure it out. And has she ever flown one of those before? It was an old piece of technology, and then all of a sudden you're going to fly it? I don't get it. Kylo Ren been studying for how long?
Make it sound like she's like the best Jedi ever or some shit like that.
Yeah, and I find that hard to believe. I mean, even 10 years down the line, I would never even put her in top 5, let alone top 10 of Jedis out there. I mean, Kylo Ren has been studying for years, and this girl picks it up, and all of a sudden she has it. One thing I liked about the original Star Wars only, they built their characters up. You saw the progression, laziness and arrogance. Then all of a sudden, then he becomes a master. I think the one thing about this one particular film, it lacks the nostalgia of what made Star Wars great. I remember watching it, and when you hear the music hit, you're like, wow, this is it, you know, and with such a deep universe that this series has, because, I mean, how many books has been written about Star Wars?
A ton.
There's a ton. Forces and different directions that they could have went.
Yeah.
That had like nothing Jedi to twins. Do with the last two plots. There's so many different directions, even Knights of the Old Republic.
I remember it well.
Like a Jedi. And this is coming from a video game. And how many video games came out before that? There was plenty of Star Wars games that came after that, but none of them that captured the magic of Knights of the Old Republic.
Well, and I think Jedi Outcast, Jedi Academy.
Yeah, those were pretty good as well.
Okay, but
I understand what you're trying to say. Like, the storyline of Knights of the Old Republic, that is like just something that you can make a great movie off of. Well, I mean, they have the storytelling.
Agree, 100%.
Yeah, so, you know, the potential was there, and could have they made a better, you know, storyline than this? Absolutely. I think they could have. You know, so just for people say, oh, because it's Star Wars, it's going to make money, etc. You know, they don't care about the plot. I mean, there were so many different directions that they could have went with this universe. I've been told by all different kinds of writers, and they could have picked one that was like a very, very strong background. I mean, heck, if we're taking a look at companies, Disney owns Star Wars, Disney owns Marvel. When you compare it to the Marvel Universe, look at all the stories that they came up with. Civil War, despite all the limitations, was probably one of the better movies that have come out in a long time. Same thing with Captain America, Winter Soldier. I mean, those movies were phenomenal. Am I right or no?
Preach on, Matt. Preach on, Matt. It's like you're speaking to our hearts.
Right. That's why nobody's saying nothing. Yo. We ain't nothing literally to say. Speaking to all
our hearts. Another thing that made Star Wars so great, and I don't want to say maybe this was more a tribute to the way the movie was. I mean, think of all the memorable moments of Star Wars, the memorable phrases of Star Wars. I mean, things that get echoed. May the Force be with you, Luke. I am your father. All of that stuff right there. That's what made Star Wars great. For a film to be in development as long as it has, especially with all the stories that they could have went, I cannot remember a scene in this movie that made me be like, wow, it's truly arrived. Or like a phrase that's like, oh, you know what? That's rather catchy. Star Wars wasn't just a movie. Star Wars was a culture. And unfortunately, this movie failed to capture any of it. And I have very, very little hope that this new one will be anywhere close to it.
I have nothing to say.
Mike.
Sorry, I went off, but...
No, actually, that's good, Matt. Matt's angry. Now I get to counter everything you just said. Just bear with me, because it might be a few minutes that I'm going to be rambling here.
All right, go ahead, Mike.
Let's get it on.
All right, so Force Awakens was not for us. There's two ways to watch this movie. You can either watch it as a pure Star Wars fan, expect greatness, and be highly disappointed, or you can watch it as a very novice person who knows jack shit about Star Wars and be intrigued enough to want to continue to see more. The purpose of Force Awakens, literally out of Kathleen Kennedy's mouth, was to create a new trilogy for kids to become invested in Star Wars. AKA, it is not for you old heads. This is not your movie. So, with that being said, for me, I am very more positive on Force Awakens than a lot of people because I understand the purpose of the movie. So, everything that y'all are saying is absolutely correct. I'm not going to argue that at all. You're absolutely correct. There's a lot of technical crap that's wrong. There's a lot of pieces that you look and go, for real? Nah, that ain't right. But from just the standpoint of being enjoyable, the whole purpose of that movie was supposed to pull at your heartstrings and make you say, wow, there's Han Solo. Damn, there goes Leia. Oh man, a lightsaber. I haven't seen that in a long time. And make you want to see more. So if that's what the purpose of Force Awakens was, then I liken Force Awakens to New Hope. There are a lot of people who like New Hope because of the first Star Wars. It was revolutionary for its time. I personally can't stand the damn movie, to be honest with you. I barely even watch it. I'm just being completely honest with you. Normally, when I start Star Wars, I automatically start Empire Strikes Back because that was it. That was the movie that had me say, okay, this shit is fucking amazing. And there's no way in hell that I wouldn't watch this. I probably sat around and watched the thing back to back to back to back and knew who all these characters were and wanted to be a Jedi because of that movie.
So, and you repeated all the words that they said, I'm assuming, for...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Force Awakens did, I think, what it was meant to do, which was to get people to want to see more Star Wars. And for the people who are pure fans of it, might piss you off, but still have you to the point of, let me put it like this. Are any of you all not going to go see Star Wars this weekend?
I actually contemplated not seeing it, but...
I really don't want to see it. The only reason I'm seeing it is because... of this.
Yeah, I'm seeing it because of the podcast.
Okay, well, yeah.
I mean, I'll look at it for the, just because I'm a Star Wars fan and I'll look at anything Star Wars, but like in truth, I'll only see it that opening weekend just because a Star Wars fan, you know, my lady wants to go see it, so.
Okay, I will say this to that. And Jay, I think I've told you this already. Mm-hmm. And I credit this to Packy because he said it to me. And when he said it to me, I said, damn, he really made me think about something. Rian Johnson, before this movie has even come out, Disney literally sat down and said, we want you to do an entirely new trilogy, not based on the Skywalkers. Literally handed him the reins. And Jay's response to me was, they damn sure didn't do that for JJ. If Disney has enough confidence before the movie even comes out to say, we want three more out of this guy, I fail to believe that this weekend you're going to see a movie that's a piece of crap. It might not be the greatest Star Wars movie ever, but I have a feeling it's going to be very strong.
As long as it's better than the first one, I'm fine.
If it's better than the first one, Mike, got it, cool. I co-signed that with you.
I'm not pressed to see it. Like, The Force Awakens, I was actually kind of pressed to see what was going to happen, what was going to what are they going to do now? I'm kind of just like, man. And then Rogue One didn't set well with me either.
Right.
But nah, I mean, it's just like Barry mentioned before, like franchise fatigue. You're tired of just seeing it. Like, take a break and then come back.
Well, my take on that is that I want to see it, but this isn't like the original trilogy itself, Empire Strikes Back. I wanted to see what was going on with those characters. The only character I really want to see what happens to is Finn, John Boyega, because he was good. He was pretty strong in that. And I want to see Luke Skywalker. I'm not going to lie. Like, Mark Hamill, I'm a huge fan of his. And he said some pretty amazing things. And I see all the work he's put in for this film. So I'm eager to see that and see how it pays off and see what actually happens. And I want to see what this is like without J.J. Abrams touching it. Because my hope is that he hasn't had a hand in the script at all. So I'm hoping that this guy, Ryan Johnson, has had.
I'm expecting something
Abrams isn't
big.
Abrams isn't involved, hopefully.
No, my understanding is.
Producer, maybe?
Yeah, I think J.J. didn't really have too much to do with this at all. And from my understanding, this is the longest Star Wars film to date. Yeah, I think it's like 2 hours and 45 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Can't you even tell me when you want to see this shit, man? You still haven't told me yet.
But I will say this. From what they said after the premiere last night, most people are saying this is, number one, Mark Hamill's easily his best performance as Luke Skywalker. There's no debate about this. Two, do not watch anything or look at anything online all week because you do not want any spoilers. Apparently, there are moments and questions that will be answered that are supposed to have you. And I told you this, Jay, that this movie had to have oh shit moments.
Right.
You will literally be like, oh shit.
I think I had one down already. Got a theory.
So my expectations so low, and I don't care. I'll probably be very surprised. Did anyone else think Kylo Ren's whole mystique and aura just disappeared the minute he popped off his helmet and his perm started flowing out?
Yeah.
I
just like lost all menace points. It was like, what the heck?
So my point is, The Force Awakens really should have focused on how the First Order came to power. So all you get is opening crawl, First Order, blah, blah, blah. Things are screwed up again. Here's Poe Dameron talking to some dude about, I'm part of Resistance. Again, the movie really should have focused on the First Order. Like, how did things get so screwed up? And it doesn't do that.
I agree,
because you know what? It seemed like after all that shit they did in the middle trilogy, you know, with Luke and Leia and Han, after that, it's like everything was on up and up. What the hell happened from that time frame to now? Like, what caused it to get there? It's just saying you just didn't do shit.
And it's like
they seemed like they just was always in charge. They just changed their name.
It's like they wrote themselves into a hole, and they knew they had to redo this George Lucas style of directing that, again, Star Wars should be a space opera, and they wanted to make it a more modern movie, which is a more modern action-adventure movie. You take a look at this, and then you take a look at something like Jurassic World, and it's almost the same movie.
I kind of can see, like, kind of like where you've already got some stuff established. I see where you're getting at.
All right, so let's do scores. Let's start with James. And again, we don't normally do this, but what score would you give The Force Awakens?
I'm giving two scores. One score, as a Star Wars fan, I give it a 3. It's a bad movie. Like I said, it was hard to watch. No, I remember, like I said, I remember first seeing the movie in the theaters, and I was just so engaged by it because I was wanting to see something, and I was disappointed. So I give it a 3. Now, as Mike would say, a casual person that's, you know, just going to see the movies and don't really know that much about Star Wars and the lore, I would give it that 5.56. I would say, you know, I'll say a 6. Just as a casual goer. Hey, it's Star Wars. Let's go see it. I would give it a 6. But as a Star Wars fan, I give it a 3.
All right. Keith.
I've watched it as both a Star Wars fan and a casual, so either way, either side of the house, the movie did have its entertaining moments, and at times it could be pretty to look at, but other than that, in terms of story, lore, the whole nine yards, the fact that Abrams, I'm not a fan of him as a storyteller, and James and I, we've talked about this before, that the storytelling in this movie was poor.
The sad part about it, and J.J. Abrams used to be hardcore about Lost, hardcore about the show.
That was until I realized that J.J. didn't write Lost at all. He directed a single episode, and it was other people around him who he just pitched the idea and collected the check for it, and he didn't have anything to do with it past those couple of episodes he messed around with. His TV series Alias, which he was heavily invested in, and while I liked it and loved it, the last season, it literally showed that he didn't know what he was doing at the beginning of the series in terms of wrapping up the story. So he's a poor storyteller. So I'm going to give his thing a 5.5. It was hard to watch. Usually I give movies over a 6, so movies I can rewatch again, but maybe not like, but I can still stomach and watch them again. When I watch the whole trilogies, all the movies back to back, this and maybe most of episode 1, I'll skip through. Give it a 5.5.
All right, Matt.
Very, very, very sad entry into the prestigious Star Wars franchise. I'm hoping that this movie is just kind of one of those blips in the franchise. Y'all remember, was it Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
Damn, man, that's gross.
Don't know how you compare Star Wars to Fast and Furious. I'd rather watch Star Wars. But go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that I'm relating it to a movie in the franchise that it's there, but it's not one that someone really acknowledges. That's what I was doing the comparison. So I'm hoping it's just one of those that the next one will be better. It's a non-inspiring film with no flow to the original universe. The only connection it has to the original universe is that it uses the same daggone plot, which is very, very disappointing considering the deep mythology that Star Wars has. Even like some of my friends who are casual fans, they're not even excited about this film. So I'm just like, man. And these are just people I know. I'm pretty sure everyone has different friends that might be interested, but the friends that I know, they're not even excited about this film. Film is hanging on the threads of nostalgia. Barely. I'm very disappointed in this film. I'd have to give it a 3.
Mike.
I am completely on the opposite side of the fence of everybody on this podcast. That's for sure.
You on an island by yourself?
I understand the purpose of it. So I'm not as hard on it as everybody else is.
I understand what you're saying, that it's really not meant for the older fans. You're trying to get a new generation. I mean, I get that. But in the process, I think that you should also have something to go, that goes along with the past. Like, to me, like, you know, the whole thing with them taking out Mandalorians, like, come on, man.
Nah, I think you said earlier, why was Vader's helmet in there? That was literally in there for you. So you can go, oh shit, there's Vader's helmet. That's it. That was the only purpose of it. Wasn't supposed to have a special meaning. Nothing. It was supposed to be for you to identify and go,
but his helmet, Darth Vader's helmet. His helmet shouldn't even been there.
I understand that.
Like I said, as a fan, I'll give it a 3. I mean, as someone that's casual, I mean, I would give it a higher score because that means I'm not that invested. So, I mean, I see what you're saying. But go ahead with your score. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I hadn't even got to the score yet because I was still just like...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I give it a 6.5 because I understand the purpose. And to me, it succeeded in its purpose. Regardless of what anybody else feels, it succeeded in its purpose.
Your score is not too far off from Keith and Jay. Jay gave it a 5-ish.
The average of one of his scores,
he gave it a 5-ish.
I understand. I'm taking that score and taking Keith's score. That is close.
Don't alter mine.
Yeah, like I said, it's not a great movie. I'm not saying that, but I understand the purpose of it. And again, if I look at it from the sense of what Kathleen Kennedy said in her interview, then I liken it to New Hope, which I can watch and really don't care if I don't watch. And I'm good. We can get straight to Empire Strikes Back and we're good to go. So I'm already on Last Jedi. I can really whatever with everything else.
All right, for me, this series kind of echoes the Marvel-itis of Disney that you will get Star Wars movies from here on to eternity.
Yeah, they already said it. Star Wars every year moving forward.
Obi-Wan movies. You got Rogue One. You get Han Solo. You might get a Yoda movie. You'll get a movie about Jabba the Hutt. I don't know. Something. Eventually, do you think you have a license to print money because of Star Wars? Because you'll get money for licensing deals, stuff like that. The story that was built around this movie is shoddy, and I would expect more from a Star Wars movie as a story franchise than what was given in this movie. I'm going to split the difference, so my score is going to be a 4.5. Again, all of the holes about the history of Star Wars, the histories of certain characters, the way the movie's written, the way that the movie's shot, and like the story arc, why are you just magically having powers? Even in the Marvel movies. Let's take the Marvel movies, for example. A character learns their powers. She learned nothing. She just had it. And it doesn't make sense. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.